Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. I'm still Jen. Always Jen.
How's it going?
It's going well. I'm like very, very excited about today's interview and podcast.
Well, we have a couple of gals who I think if you don't know them already, you're really going to like them because they are kind of kindred spirits who we'd never actually like met online before, like, you know, in Zoom era, whatever. But I felt like it was a little bit of a meeting of the minds. We are talking about the girls from Los Angeles.
Our West Coast brethren or sistren? Is that a word?
Yes. Yes.
We've wanted to get together with them for a while and do a special show, and it feels right now. It's holiday time, a little self-reflection at the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
So should I fill people in on who they are?
Yeah.
Okay. So Los Angeles, as we said, a fab beauty podcast. And they started it in the summer of 2019. The two hosts. Kirby Johnson is a host producer. She's a journalist. A lot of her career at Pop Sugar, she'll tell you about that. She's also written for Allure, Glamour, The Hollywood Reporter. I also learned she has just written a scripted TV series. Good luck to you with that, Kirby. And then we have Sarah Tan, a beauty, fashion, wellness writer and editor, most recently at Bustle. And we talk to them a little bit about their career, so you'll get more details on that. She also contributes to publications like Allure, InStyle, People, Parents, Brides, Women's Health. And she's a new mom, like Jess. I feel like you guys are, I mean, her baby's like, what, 1 month, 2 months now?
But baby's really little.
Yeah, but she found time for us. They both found time for us. We're so excited to bring them on the show. Let's welcome the ladies of Los Angeles. Okay, so we're here with the West Coast version of us. How's that?
That's basically how we pitch ourselves. We're the West Coast version of you guys, so.
We'll take it. So this is Los Angeles. Kirby and Sarah here. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege. We're giddy. We're giddy.
This has been a long time coming.
I know, and we wanted to sort of talk about self-care, and then I was like, is that so cliche because they're West Coast? But as beauty editors like us, this is something in your wheelhouse as well. So before we get into our whole little chat, Let's share you with our audience. Can you tell us how you got your jobs in beauty journalism? Kirby, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So I actually, my goal in life is to be a television host. I grew up with a mother that was a cosmetologist, so I became obsessed with beauty at a very young age. I still have very, very old editions of Allure magazine in storage in Texas somewhere. And growing up, I worked at a tanning salon. I know. We have since reformed. But when I first moved out to LA, I was an airbrush tanner, and I had that as a side job while I was working to be an on-camera television presenter. And I just happened to start writing about beauty on my blog, and from there got these freelance gigs at like FabFitFun when Juliana Rancic was still associated with it, and then was the West Coast Spa and Salon Examiner. If you guys are familiar with that site, it's now defunct, but mm-hmm. I was going around LA trying treatments and getting into salons and trying hair treatments and reporting on them. And then I found this audition at Pop Sugar, and it was. You usually don't audition to become a beauty editor, but they were looking for an on-camera beauty expert that had a journalism degree that was good on camera and really passionate about beauty products. And so I went in and I went through a 3-audition process, and that was in 2011. And I got the job in December 2011. And then I left the company July of 2019. So the bulk of my beauty reporting career was at Pop Sugar.
That's interesting that they were looking for on-air talent that had a journalism degree. That is reassuring.
Yes. Yes. They didn't want anybody to... I don't think they were looking for like a YouTube, beauty tutorialist to come in and do that. They really wanted somebody that had like an expertise that could report on things like skincare and things like that without it, being gimmicky.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. And I don't say that to discourage anyone that doesn't have, the way I said that could be taken as like, do you need a journalism degree? Do you need to go to college? No, that's certainly not what I mean.
Totally.
But what I mean is that I like that you needed to have some chops, and that it wasn't just about, look what I got sent for free. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah and I talk about that a lot, how we feel like a lot of times people see the glamorous side of beauty editing and you get all this free product, and it's like, I get free product, but we're skeptics just like you two. And we, want to know what works, what doesn't, is it worth the price point? And I think the reason why Pop Sugar really was looking for a journalist was because I was also writing my own scripts and doing my own research for the videos that I was producing. So it was important that they had that element there as well.
Right. That's really interesting.
What about you, Sarah? How'd you get into this crazy world?
Yeah. So I always knew I wanted to be an editorial in some capacity. When I was, in high school, it was my dream job to work for like Cosmo Girl or 17. Like I wanted to be like a Tusa Rubinstein. She was my idol. And then I, went to college, studied communications and professional writing, and then thought maybe I wanted to be like a hard news journalist, and then tried to do that. And I was like,
what are you talking about? You are a hard news journalist.
You're right. But I was like going to court and like, covering fires and stuff. And I was like, nah, this is a little hard. Okay. And I don't know about this. I was like, I might enjoy the lifestyle side of the journalism writing. So, my first job out of college was at Tiger Beat magazine. So it was teen entertainment, and it was, Kirby's heard this story a million times, but it was like the heyday of like Justin Bieber and, High School Musical, Selena Gomez. And so I was like their first web editor. I was known as like blog girl because they had like, had print magazines all this time. And they were like, oh, this young girl out of college, she can like start a website for us. So like blog girl, I ran their Twitter, I made their YouTube videos. I would like, just go around to all these photo shoots with like Justin Bieber and like the cast of Twilight, which was like so fun for me. But also it was just, it felt weird to like ask Justin Bieber at 16, like, what do you look for in a girl? Like, what's your, you know, just like I was like, it was super fun. I learned a lot. And then I basically realized that, like, I really wanted to go into fashion or beauty writing. And I had a couple other jobs in between, but eventually I went freelance just so that I could build my portfolio. And one of those freelance gigs was for Bustle. And it was right when they started, and they were looking for just anyone who was passionate about fashion and beauty writing. And so I started freelancing for them right when they started, and then eventually signed on to be their West Coast editor. And like Kirby was, you know, spent a majority of her beauty reporting career at Bop Sugar. I was her counterpart at Bustle. So you could say that we were frenemies in the work industry because, you know, fighting for exclusives. Just kidding.
Yes.
Oh, but in the beauty world, there's like, it's not like that, guys.
Not at all.
Maybe our bosses thought that, but like, yeah. Sarah and I would see each other and be like, hey, girl.
Yeah. Like, your best friend. I mean, that's how Gloss Angeles started, is because we were like spending so much of our friendship just talking about, you know, the events that we were going to, and like, you know, if Kirby would get a tip of like, you know, she got invited to this event and I didn't get it, then I would like email the publicist and stuff. But anyways, yeah. So, and I grew up with two very, I don't want to call them vain, but they, you know, my mother is like queen of like beauty and makeup. She used to be like, you know, in beauty pageants in the Philippines. And so she's like, you know, I grew up very much like just watched her do her makeup. And, you know, same with my dad. He like went to get his eyebrows microbladed in the Philippines a few years ago. Like, they're like, yeah.
Yes.
They're like, we're a beauty family. And so it's always been, you know, in me. And I just feel so lucky that I get to do it. And yeah, so lucky that I found Kirby and people actually listen to us. So
you guys, okay, so you guys came, you guys were friends, you know, like on the beauty scene, texting each other like about events that, you know, you got invited to. When did you guys like decide to start your podcast? And for those listening who are saying, okay, like, you know, they have this podcast, Los Angeles, but they're not quite sure like what it is. Can you give us kind of like that summary? What is Los Angeles?
Sarah, do you want to take it?
No, I like your pitch better.
Okay. I quit my job basically and was like, I'm starting a podcast. So like I mentioned—
Did you quit your job because you wanted to start the podcast? Or did you like quit your job and then you're like, oh, what do I do? Okay, I'm going to start this thing.
No, I quit my job and I had been wanting to start a podcast. I initially thought I was going to have my own podcast like a year before this, but I didn't have the time. And Sarah and I were just constantly talking about like beauty headlines and things that people were discussing online. And we would send emails about it and text each other and DM each other, like all of these things. And we were like, why aren't we turning this into something? I was under contract at Pop Sugar, a talent contract. So like anything that I created there would have been theirs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is something that I'm really not willing to negotiate on. So we waited. And then when they came to me and said, do you want to renew your contract for the next 2 years? I decided I was going to step away. So I knew that in like February, March, right, Sarah? And
March
I left
of which year? Like just
2019.
Okay.
And then met Sarah. Then I told Sarah I was leaving and she was like, it's podcast time. So basically in, you know, the last couple of months of me being at Pop Sugar, we started to put everything in place. And then when I left, we launched in July of 2019, which is when I left the company. And Los Angeles, for people who are not sure, you know, what we are, because we don't have like, we have like gloss in the name, but that could not necessarily mean beauty. It is a beauty podcast, a beauty and wellness podcast with a West Coast point of view. So we do talk a lot about celebrity. We like to pull the curtain back on like what people think about celebrity beauty. I mean, everybody says they're drinking a gallon of water a day and have this immaculate skin. And we're kind of like, no. Like this is like the insider scoop of what's really going on here. Mm-hmm. And we like to call ourselves an edutainment podcast. Like we want people to be entertained, laugh, you know, that we're real
right,
people,
right.
But at the same time, like, we both aren't just saying stuff just to say it or because we have an opinion on it. Like, our opinions are informed by our backgrounds and, you know, working with these brands and knowing a lot about makeup history and skincare and things like that.
Right. And then you do have guests too on the show too, right?
Yeah. So we have guests.
Who have been some like goodies? Like, who've been like your favorites?
Ooh, Sarah.
So did you guys say that you also had the sleep doctor on your podcast?
Yeah, Dr. Bruce.
Yeah.
Yes. Dr. So Michael he was Bruce. Like one of our, I'm speaking for Kirby, one of our favorite guests. We learned so much. And I think that to this day, that's our most listened to episode, correct, Kirby?
Oh, yeah, interesting.
That's our most listened to episode. We loved him. We interviewed him. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Last November, we went to Hastin's, which is like this super bougie mattress.
Oh my God, the like $300,000 mattress.
Yes, like the Oprah mattress. Emily in Paris.
Yes. I lied in one once. And I just, I needed, but I was not alone because like the publicist was like staring over me. So I couldn't get the real feeling of like, is this what, you know, a millionaire's sleep is like? So I don't really know if I liked it. It was fun, you know?
Jess, yep. Then you need to get the booties. You need to get the Hastin's booties.
Oh, I have the booties.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, the booties are good. But I guess if that's what the booties are like on the yeah, then it's probably really great. Yeah.
And then they have that concierge service where they'll come and they'll flip your mattress every 6 months. It's like the bougiest thing ever. But we recorded with him there. And I just thought
it
was a really interesting job to have, but also he taught us so much about like sleep habits, what's a myth. You know, he talked a lot about melatonin, which everybody I know takes melatonin to go to sleep. And, you know, his discussion on that was really interesting. I would have to say though, it's not a second favorite. It's like right up there with Dr. Bruce is Amanda Montel. She's a former beauty editor. She is a linguist and also an author. She wrote the book Word Slut. We had her on. We know her. We would go to events with her. And we, you know, remember when she took a little hiatus from her job and wrote her book. And her episode's called Is the Beauty Industry a Cult? And she's actually writing a book right now about cults. And she talks about the language of beauty and how a lot of the things that people use for marketing are very cult-like. And how that, you know, makes us feel as beauty consumers, beauty editors, et cetera. And people actually find us most often through that episode. It's like the gateway drug into Los Angeles.
Are those people like beauty fans or are they coming from a different sort of entryway? Because those people don't seem like they would be like looking for the next lip plumper.
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting because I think we try to take a unique approach to like what beauty is. And so within that episode, like we don't just talk about the linguistic approach of beauty, but like we talk about like some of our favorite products and kind of get into like sciencey elements as well. And I think that's what brings in like the diehard beauty enthusiasts because they're like, oh, okay, I'm getting, you know, this beauty recommendation with, you know, a little drizzle of like, oh, okay, I learned something new about the words I'm using on a daily basis.
Right.
So yeah, I think those are probably our top two favorites.
Interesting. Really interesting.
It's funny that you said that thing about linguists. Like we sit out here in New York and we have this vision of the West Coast as this like all about self-care and this slower lifestyle and, you know, lots of beauty treatments and things like that. You live there. Are we being too simplistic? Like, is there even a California aesthetic?
I think there is, but I think that everyone like lumps us together with like the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop lifestyle. And like, that is like LA California aesthetic when like, obviously we're a little bit more complex than that. I do think that like, you know, this is what I hear from my friends who live in New York, who've moved from New York to LA is that, you know, just because, you know, the beach is right there, the sun is shining, our weather, you know, like it's like 75 degrees all week this week. Like we're spending more time outdoors. We probably are spending more time, you know, self-care or caring for ourselves, you know, working out outside or meditating. There's a green juice bar on every corner. So in that aspect, yes. I don't know if you asked this, but it was on the question list about like the West Coast aesthetic. Like, I think that there are so many different aesthetics, right? Like there is that like natural sun-kissed, you know, my hair is beachy waves because I went surfing this morning aesthetic. And then there's like the Hollywood glam, you know, I have my regular Bobo appointments and
Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills
I've
aesthetic.
I've never heard that. Did you just say Bobo?
You've never heard of Bobo? Kirby calls it Bobo all the time. That's
I call it Bobo. Bobo is my term that I say. I, you know, oh, I got
to
go.
Is it?
Bobo
you need to trademark that if it is.
Bobo. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. I heard like
wait, but
Botox.
I thought it meant like bougie, but what does it mean?
Oh, so Botox.
Oh, you're Bobo. Oh my God. In my head, I was like, oh yeah, bougie, Bobo. Go get your stuff done.
Bobo. Hey, I'm going to use it interchangeably now for both.
Yeah.
But okay. I agree with Sarah. I think it's like there's this vision of what the California, Los Angeles aesthetic is, but there's so many different elements to it. There's that beachy aesthetic, the goop aesthetic, and then there's that like Beverly Hills, like out of control, filler, Kardashian, Calabasas lifestyle. And I don't know, like, where I particularly, I mean, I'm definitely consider myself glam. I love a glam look.
She has a full sparkle headband on, guys. And liner.
Yeah.
You're glam. You brought the glam for us. I like
do,
it.
I do love glam, but I am a good old girl from Texas, right? So I try to like.
I know. We just skipped over the rest of the country. We're like, we got New York and LA. Clearly, we have global listeners and people in the center of the country, but we had you on. That's why I wanted to ask.
Totally.
Yeah, I guess it's like when people say like a New York girl, and it's like, well, there's like Brooklyn, and there's like all different parts of Brooklyn. Then there's like Upper East Side. There's like downtown. You know, it's like you can't just be like New York. Like, what does that even mean?
Totally. That's same with here. We have like the Silver Lake girl versus the like Santa Monica girl and the Valley, right? The Valley girl.
Oh my God, the Valley girl.
Oh, yes, of course. Going back to something you said about that linguist, I just want to bring this back up about feeling bad about yourself with beauty and how like beauty has this like cult-like thing going on. Have either of you ever felt that we're just going to call it the beauty industrial complex. I couldn't figure out what else
just,
to call
it.
No,
so lightly. We're just going to call it that.
When I was coming up with this question.
We'll just call it that, guys. Just call it that.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely. Like,
let's be frank. Selling us things that we might not necessarily need.
Speak for yourself, Jen.
Listen, everybody who's listening to this podcast clearly likes beauty and buys some of these things. But I think a lot of people outside of our world think all we're trying to do is consumerism and sell people more stuff. Has the beauty world made you guys ever feel bad about yourself?
Yes, but I think that I feel like it did more before I started working in it. Like before I really understood. And I also think that doing what we all do and trying all of the different products, we're really learning and realizing that we really don't need a lot of them, right? And honestly, like I feel like although I have like a pretty good skincare regimen, it's also a lot more streamlined than it's ever been. And like, you know, or like, I know that I don't need to, you know, exfoliate as much as I was like 3 or 4 years ago or whatever. Or maybe not 3 or 4 years ago, like 2 years ago.
Shit was out of control.
Right?
I feel like for the last 4 years, the number of lines launching, the number of products you need, the K-beauty is like, oh my gosh. Same with us. Jess and I have been pairing back as well. Continue.
Right. Leave your skin alone.
Exactly. Leave it alone. That's what I feel like we've all learned. And also, I feel like now the industry is really, you know, encouraging us to celebrate our uniqueness, right? And before, you know, we were only seeing a certain type of model and, you know, obviously like it was a lot of blonde hair, long, lean, skinny, white, and it's just not like that anymore. And so, I was thinking, I felt like it was a really interesting question when you asked it, because you would think that like working in it, we would just be so consumed by it. And we are. But I don't think I hate myself any more than I did like before. Or like,
oh, wow. It got deep.
I'm not like, you know, looking at my pores the way that I was before, you know? And like, yeah. I'm not.
But Kirby, you understand why we asked, right?
Wait, but I have to totally. Jump in. Do you think that's also Sarah, before you answer Kirby, Sarah, don't you think that might also just be age?
1000% age. That like when I turned like 30, I was like, oh yeah, I don't care. Also, I don't care what you think. You know, I tell all of my, I don't even have them. I was like, I tell all of my younger friends, I don't even have younger friends anymore. But like, you know, it's like, oh my God, when I turned 30, it was like the best thing ever. Right. Like you enter this new phase where you just like feel more confident, you know, you are who, you know, who you are. And yeah, it's, and then there's this whole new, you know, phase of like motherhood that I'm experiencing too, that I feel like has changed my perspective as well. So it's crazy.
Totally. I totally agree with Sarah. I think initially I did have this, you know, game I would play in my head, like, okay, I feel like I'm trying to help people in this job, like sift through all the BS and figure out what's best for them and what's worth it and you know, how to move forward with your routine. But then am I a part of the problem because I'm constantly recommending products?
Right,
like,
right.
How do you juggle and you know, keep that even keeled? And, you know, like consumerism is just a part of this country. Like, I'm not saying it's right, but Sarah and I have often said on the podcast, listen, if we're giving a product recommendation, it's in the event that like you need a new product, you're in the market for a vitamin C, all of your other serums are done and you're ready to go forward, maybe try this out and see how it goes. It's not, you need to add this to your routine, and you know, stockpile product to feel better about yourself.
I like that.
You know, like that's kind of how we come at it. And for me personally, like I feel like I'm constantly, you know, trying not to compare myself to people on Instagram. It's incredibly difficult. I think everyone has those moments where you're like, okay, am I supposed to look completely poreless and airbrushed? And like, why does my mouth turn downwards? Or like, why do my eyes turn downwards? Why don't I have these like fox brows like the models do? But like Jen, you brought up like being older and knowing who you are and just not caring about anything else, it puts everything in perspective. And I remember being younger and not being able to leave the house without makeup. Like it was like a crutch, and it was because I didn't feel valuable without it. And now I don't care. Like I feel put together and great when I wear makeup, but I also feel put together and great when mm-hmm. I don't have any on. So it just kind of comes with age, I think.
Yeah. I want to know what your guys' answers are to this question.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think the age thing is interesting because it's coinciding with a reconciling in the industry as a whole this year as I've gotten older. So I can't tell, is the industry changing or am I changing? Because I see so many more positive things this year that have made me so happy to be part of the beauty world, whereas I used to be embarrassed when I talked to like feminist friends like 10 years ago. I write about lipstick. Like I was embarrassed mm-hmm. when I shouldn't have been. But,
totally.
Yeah.
Do I feel... It just has the, I'm looking at the question again. Has the beauty?
I really wrote a loaded one there, didn't
I? Yeah, I'm just laughing at beauty industrial complex. And I picture myself going into this like cartoon building that says beauty industrial complex, but with like smoke coming out of it and like do not cross, like you know, like you know, confidential, you know, like barbed wire.
Yes.
I think anyone with like eyeballs like has been, you know, has felt like, you know, oh, they're not thin enough or pretty enough or, you know, anyone feels badly if they look at somebody. Like, I just don't think there's any person who's immune to like having seen an image and being like, oh God, like, I really wish that like I were a little bit X, Y, or Z. It's a good question, Jen.
It's kind of my job.
as a member of the beauty industrial complex.
Hey,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, let's talk about self-care, shall we? Speaking of feeling good about yourself. So what does a day of that look like for both of you? Sarah, you're a new mom. What's self-care like right now?
Well, self-care is zero right now. Self-care is, I tell this to Kirby all the time. I'm like, self-care is when I like am able to brush my teeth before noon and wash my face before noon.
Yes, winning.
Yes, or brush my, but like I, so right now it's, for me, I'm just like taking it day by day. And if I can just have like a nice shower and it's like such a treat when like yesterday I went to, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I went to get a haircut from On Cotran and to have that hour of, you know, someone massaging my scalp and, you know, blow drying my hair and curling it was like amazing. And that to me, like just taking that time. Also because I miss someone's touch on my scalp and my face, just my body. This whole year, I feel like, you know, we've all probably, well, you know, out here in LA, like I feel like Kirby and I were getting facials every like 2 to 4 weeks, like such a brat from all the different events. And then all of a sudden, because of COVID, it just stopped. But yeah, so for me, it's just like, even if it's now like, this sounds so LA too, but I love working out. And if I can like take time to just take a walk or like go on my freaking Peloton bike for 20 minutes, like to me, that just to take that time for myself is everything. So,
yeah.
I would say Peloton, Cody Rigsby is my self-care. He is a Peloton instructor. He is
okay.
The male version of me.
He is.
Loves Britney Spears and Disney. And this man
from the
enriches
South.
My life. I have a boyfriend, by the way, who also enriches my life. But Cody Rigsby really is
that's
high
great
up there
name.
For me. I know.
That's so Cody, sweet of you to listening. Remember Patrick and shout out Patrick.
Yay, Patrick. Self-care for me is watching a lot of ASMR and massage videos on YouTube. My relaxation is doing my skincare routine and like giving myself a lymphatic drainage facial, quote unquote,
really
just
nice.
With the face massage, doing the gua sha, getting all in there, especially my neck. Like I feel like I have a linebacker neck because I'm constantly like this. So it's like anything I can do to just really stretch
lengthen
it out.
Neck. Yeah.
I watch a lot of Shiatsu Shane on YouTube. Look him up. he does these silent massage videos, and his hands, like, he puts a mic on top of the bed of the person he's massaging, so you can hear the, like, sliding of the hand.
Jess is massaging her neck right now as you speak about it.
No, because I need it. My neck, if just touching it, is really tender and painful to the touch. So I think I need that. Yeah, this kills.
Yes.
So wait, Kirby, though, is it like... is it torture, though, to watch the videos and not have someone doing it to you?
I thought that might be the case, but actually it puts me in the state of zen. It's like why ASMR is so popular, because it makes you feel like you're getting the experience just by hearing the sounds and seeing the visuals. So
mirror neurons.
Yes.
They're strong.
Yes. So I love Shiatsu Shane. It's Blitz is like one of the biggest ASMR creators. You never see her face. You just like see her beautiful body, neck down. And she does these like scalp massages, neck massages, hand massages. And then I also watch, she's actually one of my friends. Her username is JadeyWadey180. She has a series called Complexions by Jade. She does these amazing, probably 2.5 hour facials on her clients, but then the video is maybe like 15 minutes.
And Jess and I just made the same face. Jess, were you thinking 2.5 hours is too much or sounds amazing?
I was thinking, who has 2.5 hours? No offense, JadeyWadey, but who are these people with 2.5 hours to sit in a facial plus travel time?
True.
It's literally, I think, the most decadent experience. She does like this whole like meditative state where she gives you like a full body massage while there's an LED
full
lamp.
Body massage. Okay. Okay.
She's also like super stunning. She looks like just a doll, like just this beautiful, like perfect face. So like watching her do it, I've watched it now because Kirby has talked about it so much. Is like ASMR. You're like, oh my God.
Does she like clean up when she leaves? I'm picturing her coming to my house and then she like throws in a load of laundry and then she bounces.
She's like, bye. I'm here to do it all for you. But that's my self-care. My self-care is watching these videos and just completely relaxing and pretending like I'm being touched by another human being.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So can we get to, sorry, I just got like, so I was thinking about JadeyWadey and then I like lost my train of thought. All right, let's talk 2021. Let's look ahead. All right, what are you girls hoping to accomplish?
Oh my God. I don't
personally,
know.
Personally, it could be personal, it could be professional. Just let's think about the year ahead.
I mean, for me, I just am learning to balance everything. And Jess, if you have any suggestions, no, and then also just like still doing everything amidst COVID, I feel like that is still, you know, very much present in all of our lives, right? And like Kirby and I don't know, you guys used to record together, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Like we haven't recorded together in so long. It's like so sad. So just like, trying to go with the flow of everything and really just making more time for myself again, just a little bit more time. And I'm sure that, that'll happen eventually. But yeah, it's really low bar, setting the bar very low for myself.
No, those are important things to accomplish. Yeah. Kirby, what about you?
I am a Capricorn, so I'm very focused on professional life. So when you say personal life, I'm like, nope, doesn't matter. Like, let's just focus on work, which is probably a bad thing.
I did not say personal life, and that is telling that you thought I did.
Oh, damn. Okay, I thought you said personal life.
No, I said what do you want to accomplish?
No, I said personal or professional.
Okay.
So tell us, professional then.
I really want Los Angeles to get to a point where we are becoming more interactive with the people that listen to us. It's just Sarah and I. We don't have anybody like really taking the lead on like our social or like, you know, how we interact with brands. You know, I want the, you know, Los Angeles cinematic universe to expand. And I want it to be an exciting destination for people. So I think 2021 will be like figuring out, okay, do we like should we hire somebody? Like, how do we get into a consistent schedule with not, I mean, the podcast uploads are consistent, but like socially, are we having a story or a post going up every day? Our website, we want more people to contribute to that. So I think like that's the ultimate goal for me right now. It's just getting Los Angeles to like a good, you know, point.
It's a great name, Los Angeles.
Thank you. Sarah came up with it.
It's awesome.
Okay, what about beauty resolutions for next year? This is like an annoying question that people ask beauty editors that you'd think another beauty editor or journalist would not ask you, but I'm going
no,
to.
No, it's great. Kirby, do you want to go? Or you want me to go?
My beauty resolution is to stop. This is like very cliche. I'm going to stop judging myself when I look in the mirror because it happens. I don't think, you know, people like to admit it, but it's something that we all do, like Jess had mentioned earlier. And I mean, I think especially when COVID, you know, came into play and everybody was in lockdown here in Los Angeles, like I was just spending so much time like looking, like not wearing makeup and then looking at myself and being like, okay, like what's wrong with me? What should I get fixed? Should I be doing this, that, or the other thing? And it like took a toll on me mentally. Like you can't constantly say those things to yourself on a daily basis and then not start to believe them in some aspect. I think part of me not thinking that way or feeling that way is taking time off of social media. So
like that.
Unfortunately, a lot of my job relies on social media, but I have to like cut down screen time. So that's one of my beauty resolutions. It's
I like that you
me.
Know that about yourself.
Yeah.
I like that you're like, no, like this is bad for me.
Totally. It needs to be cut down. So new year, I'm going to give myself some leeway the next couple of weeks, but come January, I really want to cut back on screen time, not feel like I'm missing out on something by not being on Instagram or Twitter or wherever all day, every day. I feel like especially as like beauty journalists, we constantly feel like we're trying to get as much information as possible and know everything that's happening at all times. And it can't be good just for the human psyche in general. So I'm going to take a step back and just focus on what is important.
I love that.
I like that.
Mine is not as deep as that. But
I really like kind of got vulnerable there, guys.
No,
like,
wow. I really like that. And I think a lot of people are probably nodding their heads in agreement.
Yeah, absolutely. So mine is, I feel like I am, you know, so good at skincare. I'm sure we all are. But I feel like I neglect my body care and hair care. Like I don't even put lotion on at night and I just like fall asleep probably because I'm also really tired. But yeah, taking more time to take care of, you know, everything from the neck down and using all of my, you know, fabulous body serums and really taking the time to, you know, just take care of myself from here down. And then also my hair, because when I went to go get a haircut, it had been almost a year exactly since I had gotten my last haircut, and An was laughing at my hair, Kirby. He was saying, he was laughing at how witch-like it had become.
I have a mean hair, so that's actually An's not that mean, though, but I do my,
and it was because I like was like, oh my god, An, I'm so embarrassed to show you my hair, and he was like laughing with me but also at my dead split ends. So yeah, just like making sure it doesn't get to that point. It's easy.
See, guys, beauty journalists, they're just like us.
Really.
All right.
Okay.
You want to do the speed round, Jess?
Yeah, let's hit you with the speed round, okay? So this is, let's not overthink it. Let's just go boom, boom, boom. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Kirby, you're going to be you're going to go first, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, Fat Mascara 5. What was the first beauty product that you fell in love with?
Mario Badescu Rosewater Spray.
That's good.
Very Visco girl of you.
I don't know if this was the first one, but it's the one that I truly cherished. It was the Wet n Wild liquid eyeliner.
Okay. Who is the celebrity you just knew you'd be best friends with? Kirby.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, I love that. Sarah.
Oh, I want to be best friends with Zoe Kravitz.
What? But it might not happen.
But I think she's too cool for me. But I'm going to say that we'd get along really well.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite, most indulgent snack? Be specific. We want brand names or like restaurant names.
Indulgent snack. The first thing that popped in my head was Puppy Chow. You take Chex Mix, you melt peanut butter and chocolate and butter, lots of it. And then you coat all of the Chex Mix in this chocolate peanut butter coating. And then you put it in a giant Ziploc bag with powdered sugar, shake it around. They're also called like Muddy Buddies in different parts of the country.
Who taught you how to do this?
Oh, we call it Puppy Chow in Philly.
So in Texas, it's called Puppy Chow. I learned this in middle school. It was like the sleepover snack. I could go through this single-handedly, like a giant gallon bag of it in one day.
And it's like, your fingers are like covered in powdered sugar.
I was about to say, this sounds absolutely filthy. Like you don't, the remote's going to be real nasty.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Bring wipes.
Sarah.
Okay, mine is...
top that.
I can't top that. But what I'm currently craving is a mochi donut. Do you guys have mochi donuts in New York?
No. Is the texture like? What's a mochi donut? Tell me everything about the texture.
It's delicious. It's light and fluffy. It's got that, you know, sticky texture of a mochi. So it's a lot... It's not as cake-like as a real donut. It just melts in your mouth and it comes in, you know, different, it's a Japanese Hawaiian dessert. And so it comes in lots of different fun flavors like taro and coconut. But the one that I love, you can get it at the King's Hawaiian Bakery and it has fruity pebbles on top. Ooh. So it's almost kind of like the cereal milk flavor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like a cereal milk mochi had a baby in a donut. And then it's like warm in your mouth.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. I think these are two of my favorite snacks I've heard for a long time.
Well done, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. This. Okay, what's a song that pumps you up?
Okay, Sarah, you're actually going to be surprised by my answer. It's not who you think. It's a song by Andrew Gold. It's called Lonely Boy. It's from 1979. And when I hear this song, it's the same guy that wrote the Golden Girls theme song.
Oh, okay.
So when I hear it, I'll put it on in the morning and I'm like, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. Like
I cannot wait to listen to the song.
I am living in a television sitcom. Like if I had a sitcom, that would be the opening credits number.
Wow. Okay.
Amazing, Kirby. So I always say that if I had like a song that I was coming out to like to fight in a boxing match,
it would be
Mo Money.
I'm ready.
Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
You guys.
Which is like also very Capricorn of me because that's like, you know, where I keep my
eyes. Are you guys both Capricorns?
We are.
Unfortunately, yes.
You've got a double Capricorn.
You get shit done. You get shit done.
Wait, what are y'all?
I'm a Virgo. We're both Earth signs. Like you, me, the three of us.
Yes.
Yeah, two of my best friends are Capricorns and like they're very smart, like get shit done ladies.
Jen, what are you?
I'm a Libra, but you know, I have so many Virgo-y things I've learned from Jess. But I have to say, I just realized after this question that Jess and Kirby have this thing going on. I feel like Sarah and I have this thing going on. Like Jess is the Kirby, I'm the Sarah. The West Coast, East Coast thing is happening even more for me. I'm loving it.
I love this.
Honored. But she's a Texan. Do you know what made me think? She's a Texan.
I know, but what made me think is that Sarah's mind went to, if I was in a boxing match and I had to come out and get like, that's like exactly what I would say.
I've envisioned this many times. I've been in zero fights in my entire life, but I picture it all the time.
But like...
Can you imagine Sarah in a fight? Yeah. I would laugh the whole time. It'd be great.
I did kind of laugh there, picturing you like taking the robe off and
the water bottle in the mouth, like the water spray in the mouth.
But like, I love that you want to channel.
Very chic robe.
Yes, totally.
The Los Angeles belt.
Get it made in case. Okay. And then what do you want to raise a wand to? What are you obsessed with right now? What are you just feeling hard? It could be anything.
Anything.
Anything. I know that's like really
like not
wide.
Beauty, not beauty related.
It could be anything.
The first thing that came to mind when you said that, having listened to the pod, was a beauty product. And it is not just one, but an entire line. It's the Mario Dedanovic Makeup by Mario line. How do you say his last name? I always butcher it. I always do
just,
it.
See? It's you.
I have just said Makeup by Mario. I feel like that if that would work for him.
Yeah, everyone yes. knows him by that. That's what we came to the conclusion.
Yeah.
I think that he did an outstanding job.
I think he did everyone a favor by just saying Makeup by Mario.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Makeup by Mario. But I want to raise a wand to him and his makeup line because it is some of the best makeup. And it made me excited to wear makeup again, which is
a
huge
hot compliment.
Feat this year.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Mine is, this is so mom, but it's like the one product that I just sing its praises, is the LV wireless pump.
My breast pump.
Oh, I was like, is she talking about like a hand sanitizer?
No.
Or like
it is.
I didn't know what she was talking about.
Did you use this, Jess?
No, I just went straight to the bottle.
Oh, you went straight to the bottle. Great. Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we tried for a few hours in the hospital. And then I had the most amazing, don't worry, we're going to get back to you in a second, but the most amazing lactation nurse, whatever, the lady. And it's a long story. We could talk about it offline another time. But this it was not working. And she goes, let's just call it. And I was like, yep. And then guess what? Happy baby, happy me, happy husband.
Yeah, man.
And my baby is like happy. Isn't she happy, Jen?
Yes.
Right, yeah. So anyway.
She's so cute.
God bless. Thank you. God bless. This is not, everybody does what's happy for them.
Right.
But yeah, no. So anyway,
Tell us about your breast pump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. what do you like about it? Yeah.
It's hands.
Raise a wand.
It's hands free. And you just stick it in your bra. And you can, you know, do all the things we were recording.
Oh, so you're not attached to,
you're not plugged to the wall. You're not, yeah. And it's, so because I'm pumping, I have to like wake up in the middle of the night to pump. Otherwise my boobs are just
God
like.
God bless you.
Yeah, yeah. and so I just.
Zoe is lucky.
I just stick it in my bra, pump for 10 minutes, and then take it out. And that's it.
Like I just said that, and then I was like, wait. Is that her kid's name?
Yeah, no, it is.
Zoe,
it is,
right?
Zoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Wait, did you name her after Zoe Kravitz?
No, I didn't. But now I'm like, I feel like it sounds like I'm a big Zoe Kravitz stalker fan, which I'm not. But maybe I am.
No. No, I think.
No, I just love that name.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
But anyways, if there are any mom-to-be listeners out there, who are pumping.
That's what's to get the LV.
Get the LV because I feel like it'll make your life so much easier.
Is it LV like Louis Vuitton? No. Or is it like
ELVIE? It truly will make you feel like a robot, like mom, because it has little lights and they're like huge and they just look like you're a fembot, but it really makes things easier, so.
Hot. Okay.
Raise a wand.
Rare.
That's the first for us. I like it.
Yeah. Oh my God, this was so much fun. I could do this for 3 more hours.
I know. Yay! This is good. Guys, thanks
Maybe
for coming on
our
show.
Maybe we should do this next year, at the end of next year. Maybe we'll make it like a yearly thing.
Oh my God. Yes.
What's going on with the girls of Los Angeles?
Yeah, this would be like a check-in. So fun. And we're so excited to have y'all on our
Yay!
Pod.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Jen.
I didn't want it to end.
I mean, do you feel rusty and dusty having just exited the beauty industrial complex?
So I don't don't know what, when I wrote that down, it felt like a term that people use. The minute it was coming out of my mouth, I just saw Sarah and Kirby's faces be like, what?
It but sounds very women's studies, like 101.
It did. But what I love about the two of them, which I knew this about them from the podcast, but they were like right there with me. They understand like talking about beauty has so many layers.
Yes. No, I'm teasing you, right?
Like,
because it's just so funny. I'm like, it's just, I love it. I love it.
I picture, because then you started talking about it, I would have gone down this whole rabbit hole with you if they were not in line with us about like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like I'm picturing like the big, like it's purple. It has towers that like smoke is spewing out of. It's like the beauty industrial
How many poor girls have been like lost to like, or like the basement of like in a boiling vat of gloss. Like
where did she go? I don't know. I just sent her to the Ulta for 5 minutes and then the beauty industrial complex ate her.
Oh my God. Can we make this like a thing?
Sure.
That'll
be my movie that I write. And then I'll
Sure. Oh my God. Yes. This is the camp horror flick that you need to write.
Okay. Right after I invent my skincare or our fragrance fridge.
No, this first. This is more urgent. Oh my God. Who's going to star in it?
Kirby and Sarah, fully.
Well, Kirby was giving me like J-Law vibes.
Yeah, she's great on TV too. I've seen her like, you know, all her videos and like, she could definitely act in it for me. Definitely like a Jennifer Lawrence type.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There was something about her that definitely felt like TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, they were so fun.
Okay. And yeah, that was really fun. So what do you have for Reza Wam? What'd you bring? Oh,
okay. So this is a line I've loved forever. It's called Mother Dirt and I'm raising a wand.
Oh yeah, you like that brand.
To the rebrand. So Mother Dirt is one of the few, we've talked about probiotic skincare. It is one of the few, I want to say like one of maybe there's two or three others, has live probiotics in it. This isn't just like dehydrated, like bacteria that they dried up and they put back on and maybe it's soothing. There's like actual probiotics in their skincare.
Okay.
But it always had this vibe of like, I don't know, you had to refrigerate the face mist because it's a live culture and it felt like bro dudes. Like made it, you know?
Okay, sure.
It's definitely gender neutral, but it just didn't feel like a beauty product. It felt like, because it really isn't. Like the people that use it, you know, it helps with acne and all things like that. So they did a rebrand and they also included a cleanser, which is now the cleanser that I'm using. That does not have the live cultures, but it has other probiotics that I find very, very soothing for my rosacea. And it's a foaming cleanser. So like the cosmetic elegance on the whole thing just like went up a notch and the prices came down.
That is like very rare. That is like a shooting star beauty product moment.
I know. I think it's because people are starting to buy it and get this whole concept of the probiotics. And maybe now they have like bigger numbers they're selling. Who knows? But I like the rebrand they did. There's a moisturizer as well, a foaming cleanser. And then the mist has the live probiotics. So if you have had problematic skin and like tried everything and nothing works, that's not me. I'm just saying if that's you. If you go clean cold turkey and try this line, it like resets your skin. That's kind of what it's known for. So raise a wand to Mother Dirt. Well done,
I love
guys.
That. I love yeah. that. Okay, I am raising a wand to a face mask, but a protective face mask. Mm. So the brand, if you are a fragrance fan, maybe you've heard of it. The brand is called Le Bon, and it just took me a little bit to understand how to say that. Le Bon, and it's spelled LAUBAHN. It's an independent fragrance brand.
I never knew that's how you said that. Thank you.
Le Bon, yes, Le Bon. And they make scent-infused face masks. And it's not too much. And it does gradually fade with time. But they make them with lavender, with pine scent. I really like the French lavender kind. It's very relaxing. And, you know, we live in New York City, Jen and I, where there's just a bevy of smells. I'm not taking the subway right now, but I'm sure they'd come in really handy if you are to...
You're going to put the face mask on to go down in the subway?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the winter has its own, you know, fragrances. down on the subway. It's seasonal. It's seasonal here in NYC. But, you know, even just when I'm walking around the city, there are lots of different smells. And I feel like this shields me from the corona.
Oh, my and God. This whole me time, from, I thought it was a skincare product. You mean
no,
like
I said protective. I said protective. Yeah.
Like a PPE.
Oh, you thought I meant like protective, like the skincare barrier?
Yes. And I thought you were wearing like a sheet mask around New York City now.
Oh, no. I'm so glad that I, no. This is
like a personal protective.
Yeah,
mask.
Yeah. And they have beautiful fabrics. Like they have like a flannel one that's really nice.
What a genius idea. I love that.
No, I think that, you know, the woman behind this is so creative. I love that she used her fragrance making skills and put them into, you know, fighting, you know, being a part of the solution here with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But it is really nice to kind of smell, you know, wintergreen smells. And I don't know actually if it's technically wintergreen, but, you know, like, wonderful seasonal smells, but the lavender is really, really a nice one.
What a good idea.
It's really, they're really great. So anyway, check them out. It's a really cool brand. Love supporting our indie beauty brands here at FM. So give it a looky, Lou.
Okay, we'll put a link on the blog to that and everything else we talked about with the Los Angeles girls. And we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.